Blog Talk Radio.
George Command, and welcome to the Wednesday show. How's everybody today? You having a great day? So the word today is about control or letting go of control. So what we'll do is I'll take calls if you want to get a message from an ancestor and whatever's going on in your life, or if you want me to channel my spirit guides for you and what's going on. And, you know, if you have questions for them, we can channel. Take a minute. Calls will be brief because this is a 30-minute show. And so I don't want to take a lot of time. So if you want more of an extended session, either to meet your family, non-physical family, and or get a message from my spirit guides, well, my information is in the episode information. Best way to reach me, either my email or my phone number. And the price is there. So if you're interested, minimum sessions are 10 minutes. So just that's it. So that's what we do. So we're going to, so if you want to get a message from an ancestor, want to give me a call, we'll do that today. But I was going to talk about control. I don't, why did I get into the word? I just popped in this morning. Oh, control. Let's talk about control. We're letting go of control. I'm going to have my spirit guides talk to you. I have a couple articles about that. Thought it was an interesting one. I'm going to probably highlight more than anything is let go of control. How to learn the art of surrender by Dr. Amy Johnson, and this is from Tiny Buddha. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into primarily that. And if you want to call, so that's kind of where the show's going. And I have a couple other articles which we can get into, but that was the primary one. It's about letting go of control. So I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you now. If you want to get a message from an ancestor or let them talk to you directly, let me know. You know, jump into the call center or whatever, however, but I'm going to go away for a few minutes and let them talk to you. The group's name is Sarah. It's a group of spiritual teachers, and they come in and out depending on the topic. But we brought up the topic of control, so I wanted them to comment on that. And then we'll get into an article or two about the same topic about how to maintain more control or let go of control. That is a very common issue for humans, control, wanting to control things, wanting to control the environment. But it's absolutely normal. It's absolutely normal for you to want to be in control. What's the opposite of being controlled? Just letting everything go, just, you know, being out of control, just allowing everything to float around you and have no sense of where you're going or what's going on. So that's what you would say is being out of control, just, you know, bouncing around from here to there and doing everything, just not focused on where you're going, what you're doing. That's out of control. But more specifically, we're getting into the idea of, and this is a very common thought, but we're just reminding of this whole thing about control. When to let go and when not to let go. When not to let go of control is something that you can accomplish right now, in the moment. It's something you can do. Look, for example, you're hungry, so you can prepare a meal. You have control over preparing a meal or going out for a meal. That's something you control. You can control. You can turn the television on or you can turn the television off. You have control of that. But you don't have control of if the market's going to have the product that you want, right? That's out of your control. So worrying about it and fretting about it and getting upset about it will never do you anything, any good. You go to the market, you're looking for a certain thing for a recipe that you're going to cook. It's not there. It's out of your control. Now, you can get all upset about it, or you can just let it go. You can look for alternatives. You can be creative, and that's part of the creative process. using the law of attraction, and we can throw a lot in about the law of attraction and control, and things are out of control. And then there's the whole the idea of concept of surrender and turning it over to the universe, God, whatever phrase you use. Yes, but you can do that in little things. Why not? Surrender to the universe what you need. You need a certain thing at your market, and you're not sure it's going to be at the market, so you surrender it to the universe. Oh, I want to find a way to find this, whatever the product is, and wait for an answer. Get out of the way. Surrender the problem. I know we're not, of course, we're talking about little problems here, not a big problem, but we're just using this as an example of, okay, you want something, you're not sure it's going to be there, you surrender it, you turn it over to the universe. And then you get the divine guidance to go there, the urge to go, oh, to this store. I should go to this store instead. Yeah, it's there. Okay, that's letting go. George is going to talk more about that, the letting go, in allowing us, Spirit, to bring to you what you need. So there's an appropriate time for control when you can accomplish something in the day, but it's an inappropriate use of the word control when something is out of your sphere of influence. You don't know if it's going to happen or not going to happen, and you start worrying about it. But we won't talk too much about that. We just want you to think in terms of what can you control in the moment, right now, and what's out of your control that you need assistance with. Simple. Now, you may have the answers for it already in the near future, but think about, what is the difference between control and being out of control or not having control? And then when you don't have control over a situation, it's a good time to turn it over, look for guidance, look for direction. We've talked a little bit about this. George has some articles on this. We'll let it go. Have a beautiful day. Be well. Okay, I'm back. So we're talking about the word control, of letting go of control, of releasing control. And if you want to talk to your ancestors, we can do that. You know, or you can get a quick message from my spirit guides. But since this is an abbreviated show, and I'm going to 30 minutes and probably 5 days a week at 30 minutes instead of the 45 minutes for 3 days. Something like that. Whatever, right? Yes, whatever we're going to do. So I do have a caller, and we'll see what's going on. And then we'll get more into an article about letting go, surrendering, and letting go of control. You know, we try to control things. It just gets so frustrating, doesn't it? Something is out of our control, and we try to control it, and we worry about it. Spirit guides would say that's just a waste of energy. So let me take a call. Then we'll get more into about this whole concept of surrendering. Hello?
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Haven't spoken to you for a while.
So what is going on? What is going on? I'm only making really brief calls because this is a half hour show. So what's going on and how can I help you today?
Can I get a message from ancestor, please? Any ancestor who comes through?
Male energy, mother's side of the family. Yes. Kind of like a great-grandfather kind of person. That's what it feels like. Okay, so what is he trying to say to you? The word I get is risk, like in taking more risk. So stepping outside, taking more risk in your life. Not always playing it safe, no. So not always playing it safe, but taking more risk in your life will bring more to what you want, because it's weird. It's like you they're trying to tell you to take more risks in your life, not physical risks, not jumping off out of airplanes or anything like that. But vulnerability is the word that comes through. Yeah, they want you to think about in terms of being vulnerable. It's okay to be vulnerable, and so taking risk would relate to being vulnerable. Being open to it. Don't worry about criticism. Just jump. Take some leaps of faith in your life. That's the message. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Aha.
Okay. So is it okay, in professional? Thank you.
In life. Vulnerability. That's a big deal, isn't it? Being vulnerable. It's not easy. There's lots of books that have been written on that topic. Okay, so we're going to get back into the articles. We're going to talk more about letting go of control and surrendering control. This is a great article. It's from Tiny Buddha, Dr. Amy Johnson. And let's just kind of read through it. I'll paraphrase it. I'll let Spirit comment on it as we go. Okay? You must learn to let go. Release the stress. You are never in control anyway. And that's a quote from Steve Marboli. I've noticed, this is the Amy speaking, I've noticed that things go much smoother when I give up control, when I allow them to happen instead of making them happen. Isn't that our tendency to want to make things happen? We want this so bad. We want this. But her comment was, yeah, things to go smoother when you just let it happen. Okay, so but she said, I'm terrible at this. Although I'm much better than I used to be, I'm a bit of a control freak. I often use perfectly good energy trying to plan, dictate, and prevent things that I cannot possibly plan, dictate, or prevent. Any of us do that? We get all caught up and wrapped up in this planning process of this is going to happen. And, you know, you ever notice somebody who plans a meal, a dinner party, right? And they're all upset about it. I've had friends and relatives like this, so I know this one, for example. And they get all wrapped up in the dinner party, and something doesn't come out right, right? Something outside of their control doesn't come out right, right? The oven suddenly stops heating at a certain temperature, and whatever they put in the oven doesn't come out the way you expected it to, right? It's out of their control. But they beat themselves out about it. They go on and on. Instead of just saying, okay, that was out of my control. I'm going to adjust. Okay. So here's the article that in the article says, for example, I wonder if my baby is going to get a proper nap when we travel. If not, just how crabby she might be. I think through her travel and napping patterns, attempting to figure out exactly what we're up against, as if her sleep is something I can control. Yeah, that's a good one for children, right? Well, we'll plan it just to go out and take the child with us, and maybe we'll go to lunch and it'll be quiet, and all of a sudden, you know, you're trying to control the environment that you can't control. I also think about the weather a lot when out-of-town guests are visiting. I spend my already limited time planning for every possible weather mood combination when considering our itinerary. Wouldn't it be better just to play it by ear, right, at the time, have some ideas? Okay, like most humans, I know I spend a lot of time in business, and that's in business that's not mine. The baby's business, my friend's business, Mother Nature's business. Do we try to control everything around us? As a recovering control freak, these are things I know for sure about trying to control things. Number one, we try to control things because of what we think will happen if we don't. In other words, control is rooted in fear. And it can be positive and negative, but it's rooted in fear. Fear of what could happen, right? So we're trying to change the outcome that we can't control. Number two, control is a result of being attached to a specific outcome, an outcome we're sure is best for us if we always know that that's what's best. Yeah, it's like that dinner thing. You know, you're back to that. Well, you want to control the outcome of the dinner. Everything has to be perfect. And no, it doesn't work that way, does it? In reality, it doesn't always work that way. So letting go of control, letting things happen, turning them over, and allowing things to flow naturally, you're probably going to have a better dinner and enjoy yourself versus, you know, like all frustrated because you couldn't control it and it didn't come out exactly the way you want it, right? Control is also, wait a minute, okay, number three, the energy of surrender accomplishes much more than the energy of control. What do you think about that? That's an interesting statement, isn't it? Oh, think they've been holding for a while. Same caller, I'm sure. Been holding. Yes, I think that's an interesting statement. Let me go ahead. The energy of surrender accomplishes much more than the energy of control. What do you think? I suspect it's slightly different for everyone. Here's what control mode looks and feels like for me. My vision gets narrow and focused. My breath is shallow. Adrenaline is pumped, and my heart rate increases. So when you're controlling this situation, you have something going on, and you're trying to control it. How do you feel? Do you feel good? Do you feel positive? Are you smiling? Are you laughing? Were you trying to control a situation, or are you into a different energy altogether, right? Are you in a negative place? In surrender mode, I'm calm, peaceful, breathing deeply, present in the moment. That's a very important statement. Present in the moment. Not thinking about the mistakes or not thinking about the future. Right now, right here. I see clearly and my vision extends out for me, allowing me to literally see the bigger picture. That's interesting. If you let go of the control and surrender to the outcome, to a positive outcome, you can see the big picture. Control narrows your focus. Being open widens your focus. That's the point. It's interesting. So the great irony is that attempting to control things actually feels less in control. When I'm micromanaging and obsessing over details, I know I'm in my own way. I think a lot of us do that. I have a tendency to do that, and this is a great lesson for me. Hopefully you get something from this, too, about how surrender works. The art of surrender. Surrender literally means to stop fighting. Stop fighting with yourself. Stop fighting with the universe. Stop the natural flow of things. You know, Abraham would call that, and the Abraham would call that resistance, putting up resistance. There's a great analogy that was used in the latest workshops with the Abraham material, maybe this one particular one. You know, resistance, or putting up this art of fighting against whatever, it's like you have a train that wants to go somewhere to your goals, and this engine is pulling you towards what you've been trying to create or what you've been wanting to create. But at the other end of the train, there's an equal power pulling you away, creating resistance. Your fear creates that resistance. So you can't move forward. You can't get to that place you want in life. So let's continue on with the article. Okay, sometimes it's easy as noticing that you're in control mode and choosing to let go, consciously and deliberately shifting into surrender mode. That's an interesting concept, surrender mode, letting it go, letting the universe, letting God, Spirit, fix the situation. If the problem solving is outside of your control, then it's letting go. So the art of surrender is letting go. Letting go of the oars. Oh, actually, a great example in here is, for example, when I become aware that I'm in control mode, I imagine that I'm a small boat paddling upstream against the current. It's hard. It's a fight. That's what control mode feels like to me. When I choose to let go and surrender, I visualize the boat turning around, me dropping the oars and floating downstream to wherever you want to go, right? So that's a great analogy. When you're controlling something, you're fighting the stream. You're fighting life. You're fighting the universe. Let go. What's that expression? AA, let go and let God. So let go of the oars sometimes. You can visualize that. If you're struggling, you're trying to control a situation, it just isn't working. Maybe it's a good time to just let go of the oars and just float downstream. Go do something that's fun, right? Okay, so moving right along, let's just check back with you folks, see if anybody wants to talk to me. Okay, no. I think the restricted here is we've talked. If it's somebody different, let me know, because it's the same number as before. And let me know if we've talked or not. Just give me a shout out if you want to talk in the chat room. Okay, moving right along. Got 10 minutes left. Let's do a little bit more on what I'm afraid will happen if I let go of control. Well, what am I? Okay, that's the heading. Okay, so when you pinpoint the fear, question its validity. Ask yourself, it is true. If you're afraid the night will be ruined if your boyfriend doesn't remember to pick up an eggplant, Then you already reminded him 14 times, question that assumption. Can you really know the night would be ruined without the eggplant? Right? That's control. Well, if I don't have this eggplant, if I don't have these sweet potatoes, if I don't have this, the night is ruined. Yeah, that's that dinner party thing that I was talking about before, where if you try to control everything and you can't control everything, like your boyfriend's memory in this case, you can't control it, right? Write it down. Well, I lost the note. Okay, find out whose business you're in. Your business is the realm of things that you can identify, directly influence. Are you there? Are you in someone else's business? When you're trying to control things outside of your own business, it's not going to go well. Yeah, trying to control your friends or their lives or your parents or your children or adult children especially. Yeah. You can't control them. At a certain age, you can't control children, right? They're on their own. You can send them love and you can send them guidance, but you realize you can't control them. Consider this. Would letting go feel like freedom? It almost always would. Let the feeling of freedom guide you toward losing your grip. So you get in the practice of letting go. You get in that practice. And you get into that practice of just feeling good. It just feels good just to let go and turn it over. A friendly universe is the next heading, and I thought this is rather interesting. Einstein is quoted as saying, the most important decision we can make is to believe we live in a friendly or a hostile universe. So it's our choice. And the author says, I believe in a friendly universe. It's our choice. You know, the more you make it a hostile, if you're stubborn, if you try to control the universe, that being hostile, you're going to get more of that negative energy, right? Being receptive and open to things to happen is a skill that can be practiced and improved upon. It helps to believe in a friendly universe. I like that, a friendly universe. One that was supporting you at every turn so that you don't have to worry about yourself or worry yourself over the details. Yes, the friendly universe. Versus this universe is stacked up against you. I have a chip on my shoulder and the universe is out to get me. No. If you want that attitude, if you maintain that attitude, guess what's going to happen, right? Okay, next paragraph. We can always choose to do things easy or the hard way. We can muscle through or we can let go of the oars and let the current carry us downstream. If you're trying to control something you can't control, if it's out of your control, I mean, you can turn the light switch on and off. That's within your control. But you can't make other people do things, even if you remind them, like, pick up the whatever from the store. Sometimes they just don't. But that's control. You let go of control and just give them sense, give them freedom and yourself freedom from that control syndrome. Okay, last paragraph. There is a peaceful yet focused energy that accompanies being companies holding the intention of what I want, but not forcing myself to do it. The energy is magic. I like that. And I'm still a work in progress. But I'm allowing it to become a habit and stay making it a habit. Allowing. The word allowing is really important. Allowing things to come into your life. Allowing the universe to bring to you whatever you want. Having a problem, turn it over. Let go of control. I learned that principle. Haven't been that good at it, but I've learned the principle over 30 years ago. Mid-80s. Is that 30 years ago? Yeah. From a business book about letting go. If you don't have a solution, let it go. Okay, so there's another article that we want to talk about. I don't know. Well, this is real quick. How much time do we have left? I don't know. Oh, 5 minutes. So we can get into a little bit. This is another article. This is from HuffPost on the blog on Lauren Stahl. 10 ways to let go of the need to control. Similar topic, but I'd run through these real quick. I'm just going to hit the high points and not get into too much of it. Use imagery When you notice yourself in control mindset, imagine trying to climb the steepest mountain there is. Then think about the amount of energy, time, and headspace is consumed with trying to climb that mountain. Yep, that is control. It really feels like it's going to be a struggle to get somewhere like climbing that mountain. It's time to let it go. Time to get on your skis and ski down the mountain instead of try to climb up the mountain, right? I like this next point. Think about this. I mean, you know, this is just ideas that you can use. Write down a fear list. Control is rooted in fear. We talked about that earlier, right? We try to control things because we're scared about what might happen if we don't. Now, there's planning, which is a little different than control. You know, I'm thinking about the car, right? You might have a fear that your car is going to have problems. Well, you go in and have it looked at ahead of time, right? You can do that. You can control some of it. But you can't necessarily control everything, every outcome, right? Remember that fear is an illusion. It is false evidence appearing real. What are you really afraid of? If you're afraid your car is going to break down, then before you go, then it's the time to have it looked at. But you can't control it. Even if something might happen, you can't control it, but you can set the vision of using imagery of the outcome, what you want to see, and allow the universe to be in sync with you in creating the outcome that you want. Write down what presence means to you, present, being present in the moment, right? Presence conquers all. When with presence, you are able to embrace gratitude. By embracing gratitude, there is trust and faith that you will be taken care of. This triumphs fear. Being in the moment, that's what basically they're saying, is just be in the moment. If there's a problem, something you can't control, get back to being in the moment. And the point they make is use gratitude. Appreciate what you have around you. Appreciate all the things in your life, right? Versus thinking in a fear mode about the future. Well, what if this happens? What if that happens? So that's trying to control something you can't control. Now, you can plan. That's another story. But it's all about you letting go and giving it to the universe. Oops, wrong article. Back to where we were. Okay, ground yourself. I like that. That's a good point. We are living in the future with control mindset. You are living in the future with control mindset. You already attracting to yourself expectations and setting yourself up for disappointments, right? That control issue again. So focus on grounding yourself. Maybe this means taking a walk in nature, calling a friend, getting out of your house or office. So what if something's going to, you know, if you're fear about the future, then you need to get out of the future. You need to get focused on the now. Okay, the next point, number five, embrace trust. Ooh, that's a biggie. Trust is a biggie in this whole thing. Because once you surrender, let me finish what they have to say, and then we'll get a little bit more into that. Trust means belief, and belief means you honor and respect yourself. This is where your self-worth comes in, and you can let go the need to control. Well, you can trust that there's an outcome. There's a trust that there's a greater power than you. There's a trust that if you let go, there will be a solution instead of holding on to the problem so tight. Well, I'm waiting for this. Let it go. Turn it over, okay? Once you turn it over, then you open the possibilities. It's like you're not fighting against the outcome. You're not putting resistance up against the outcome that you want. So you're able to release. And it talks about using affirmations and getting support from somebody else who might be able to have been doing this practice of letting go of control. And the last point is internalize the notion that you're not alone. Yeah, you're not doing this by yourself. You have a myriad of helpers, non-physical and physical helpers, to get you through this, okay? To get you through the problems. They will help you, obviously. Okay, we're almost out of time. So back to what I stated earlier, if you're interested in talking to one of your ancestors or getting a message from an ancestor in more of an extensive format, or listening to my spirit guides, contact me through my email address or my phone number. But I love you guys. I will be back tomorrow. It'll be another half hour show about the same time tomorrow. Have a beautiful evening. Bye. What do you want to talk about tomorrow? see something. Unless you want to throw away anything. I don't know. I guess there are things I want to throw away. We can put some of this stuff in a box. What this stuff? This stuff. This has. Someone buzz me. Yeah, I can.
Yeah, okay. I just
Well, you have to be, and you have to be careful of crazy sales managers that have goals and, well, you're not selling. What's going on? Why didn't you close that deal? What's wrong with that? Well, I don't care. You should have bought it. But what do you mean it doesn't suit their needs? Of course it did. There are people like that. They may not have the same sense of morality that you do, because they're looking at their Mercedes that they need to pay for. their huge mortgage payment, and you're the one of those that are going to help contribute to pay for that. They must have salary, but they must also have, but this is very typical that if they're really, if they're doing it right, meet the economic goal,